Phnom Penh, Cambodia, April 12th, Agence France-Presse. The United States abandoned its embassy here this morning, with six helicopters sweeping into the embassy grounds to evacuate the ambassador and his remaining staff. The action came as the last resistance of the Cambodian army collapsed and Khmer Rouge troops poured into the capital, many of them riding on captured tanks and trucks. The first day, April 12, 1975. Shirley was giving Moon the caller-on-hold signal when he came through the newsroom door. He acknowledged Shirley with the I'll-call-him-back signal, threw his hat on the copy desk, sat down, and looked at D.W. Hubble.
"Nothing much," Hubble said. "AP has an early tornado in Arkansas. Pretty mediocre, but it could get better. Things are still going to hell in Nam, and Ford has a press conference scheduled for 11 Washington time. And Kissinger issued a statement. And General Motors, what did Henry say?" Hubble did not bother to look up from his duties, which at the moment involved chopping copy from the teletype machine into individual stories and sorting them into trays. The trays were variously labeled Page 1, Sports, Features, Funny, Sob Stuff, and Pig Iron. The Pig Iron being what Hubble considered seriously dull stuff that the League of Women Voters reads. Hubble said, "What did Henry say? Let's see." He glanced at the top item in the Pig Iron file. "Henry said that Dick Nixon was correct in declaring we had won the war in Southeast Asia. He said the North Viets were just too stubborn to understand that, and the press was playing up the current setbacks to make it look like a disaster, and it was going to be the fault of the Congress for not sending more money, and anyway, don't blame Kissinger." Words to that effect. "What looks good for the play story?" Moon asked, and sorted quickly through the front page tray. The United States seemed to be evacuating the embassy at Phnom Penh. Moon saved that one. The new president of South Vietnam, something or other, Thieu, was picking a fight to the death bunch for his cabinet. Moon discarded it. A bill to put a price ceiling on domestic oil production was up for a vote in a Senate committee. That was weak, but a possibility. The South Viets were claiming a resounding victory at Xuân Loc, wherever that was. He tossed that one, too. Senator Humphrey declared that we should establish a separate U.S. Department of Education. There'd be some interest in that. The Durance County Commissioners had moved the road to the ski basin up a notch on the priority list. Most of the 28,000 subscribers the paper claimed would be interested in that one. And then there was a colorful, gruesome feature on the plight of refugees pouring into Saigon from points north. It was good human interest stuff. But even as he read it, Moon was conscious of how quickly these accounts of tragedy from Vietnam had become merely filler, like the comics and Ann Landers and the crossword puzzle. A few years ago, they had been personal. Then he'd searched through the news for references to Ricky's Air Mobile Brigade, for actions using helicopters, for anything involving the Da Nang sector where Ricky's maintenance company was stationed. But since Ricky resigned his commission in 1968, Ricky had been out of it. And since 1973, the United States of America was also out of it. What was left of the war was a distant abstraction. As Hubble had described it once, just another case of our gooks killing their gooks. In the press across America and in the morning press register of Durance, Colorado, the war was no longer page one. But it was still page one sometimes of the press register, until last month. Ricky was still in Nam, a player on the sidelines. That made Moon interested and made him think the press register's readers would also be. Now, Ricky was dead. No longer running RM Air and fixing helicopters for the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, or ARVN, just as he had fixed them for the U.S. Army. Probably the same copters, in fact. But as Ricky had said in one of his rare letters, he was getting a hell of a lot more money and a hell of a lot less aggravation from division headquarters. There was a kickback to ARVN Brass, but Ricky considered that the equivalent of an income tax.